had trouble milk, you know, and you put it in a cheese bag or a cheesecloth or something, or thin flour sacks, we called them then, and just hang it up and let all that whey drip out, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And there you'd have your cottage cheese.
Ah.
And you could mix it all with it. Mm-hmm. Well, I never did put nothing with mine, because I'd, what I sold, I'd let them fix it like
you
it.
You put salt, if you're going to eat, you put salt, pepper,
mm-hmm.
Black pepper, and
cinnamon. But yeah,
I've seen it fixed like that when you buy it with a salad. Sometimes in a restaurant or something, they put red pepper on it. To get the impurities out of milk or something, you must do what to it?
Clean it.
Okay. What about an apple pastry that's baked in a deep dish?
Cobbler, I make more cobbler pie than I do anything else.
How do you make a cobbler pie? That's the one
where you put the fruit in. Well, I make mine now. Of course, people have different ideas, but I always put my fruit in a pan.
Mm-hmm.
And I put my crust on that, roll out a crust and put on that, put the sugar and butter in the fruit, and bake that and mash it down in there and put another crust on. That's the way I make mine.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, that's lots of people does that, but I'd rather have mine brown and then push them down in there.
Mm-hmm.
Seems like you got a better taste than brown.
Well, how do you just take a fork or something and push them down in, and then put another crust over there and bake it?
Mm-hmm.
What about a sweet liquid that you put over a pudding, serve with a pudding?
Well, I call it a salt,
some
people call
it
dip.
Yeah, I've heard it called dip.
What about food you might eat between meals?
Lots of things you can
eat. No, what do you call it, though? You say, well, I'm just going to run and get a
snack.
Yeah, okay. Talking about the word eat, you might say, every day we...
Eat dinner.
Okay. Yesterday we...
Ate dinner.
Okay. And how many meals have you
eaten?
Okay. What about what you might drink in the morning? It's hot and a lot of people put cream and sugar in it.
Coffee.
Okay. And if you were going to go prepare some coffee, you'd say, well, I think I'll go...
Make it.
Some people say fix coffee or make coffee. Which one
mm-hmm.
do you
use? Make coffee. Okay. Yeah, I've always heard.
If a person were thirsty, he might say, could I please have...
some water.
Okay, or if he wanted it in a glass, he'd say, could I please have a...
glass of water.
Okay. If your television set is not working, you might say, well, we couldn't watch the news tonight because the TV set is...
out of fish, out of order.
Talking about the word drink, you might say, every day, I need so much... let's see. Water is something that I love to...
drink.
Okay. Yesterday I...
drank.
Okay. Many times I have...
drank.
Okay. Invitation that you might use for somebody to sit down at your table if they were kind of waiting around. You might... what would you say to them to sit down? Would you say have a seat or... talking about the word sit. Say... you might say, you told me to...
sit down.
Okay, so I...
sat down.
Okay. As a matter of fact, I had already... you say, sat down.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Invitation that you, if you're sitting at the table and you wanted people to go ahead and serve themselves some food, you might say, well, just go ahead and...
hip set.
Okay. If you had... if you somebody passed you some food and you didn't want it particularly, you might, what would you say to refuse it?
No, thanks, I don't care for it.
Okay.
He doesn't, I don't like it.
No. That's what I'm trying to get my kids to learn now, is not to tell somebody, I don't like that. If you had a big roast on Sunday, Monday, you might be having...
leftovers. How many children do you have?
I have two. I have a girl about seven and a boy about four.